today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, salam and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about role model in Islam. Today, Saturday, is the first of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open the Holy Quran and listen to chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 21.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا.
There has certainly been for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the Last Day, and who remembers Allah often.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is interesting that Prophet Abraham, being an excellent pattern, is in acquaintance from the polytheists, and the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, being an excellent pattern mentioned in the holy verses, relates to his perseverance against the enemies. Not only in this field, but also in the whole life, the best pattern of conduct for you is the Prophet. His excellent spiritual conditions, his patience and perseverance, his awareness and attention to Allah, and not being submitted when confronting hardships and difficulties, each can be a pattern and a lesson for all Muslims.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Anwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا
You are with today's special, and the topic is the role model in Islam. It has been estimated that up to 95% of all human behaviors are learned through looking up to role models. However, even if it were only partially true, it is a very good reason to choose positive role models for ourselves and our children. Sadly, in today's 24/7 media saturated environment, we are more likely to choose role models from the field of sports and entertainment without trying to differentiate between a role model and a hero. A hero is someone you admire, perhaps for his sporting powers or for her superb acting ability, but do they lead the kind of lives that we should want to emulate? Role models, on the other hand, are people who possess the qualities that we would like to have and people who have affected us in a way that makes us want to be better human beings. For instance, it is from role models that we learned how to handle life's problems.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the role model. Whom should we choose as a role model and how can we be a good role model for others? We know that having a role model is very important and effective in one's education and happiness. But let's see and let's understand what role does a role model, a model, play in the happiness of humans. This is what we're going to discuss it with you, dear brothers and sisters. If I want to answer this question in brief, I can say that one of the advantages of Islam and other religions is that in addition to setting high goals, they also set the patterns so that people can achieve true happiness by following them and taking into account their practical ways. On the other hand, psychologists believe that by determining the perfect model, people can be guided to the truth. Based on this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Prophet or the Prophets a good model for the people, for the nations. This is the model that is being introduced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everyone and all the followers of their religions know that whom they need to follow and to take lessons from and to keep as a model. We have it in Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. And indeed and certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed the Prophet a good role model for you in your life.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Being a positive role model for your child is the topic that should be concerned more. Islam provides us with amazing acts of worship, which not only enable us to gain the pleasure of Allah and gain success in the dunya and akhirah, this world and the hereafter, but give us protection from Satan and restrain us from sinful deeds. This is what our children need to learn from us. Children don't do what you tell them to do. Rather, they do what they see you doing. So be a positive role model and show them the beauty of Islam through your own practice. Salah, or prayer, is the perfect way to show your child how you communicate with your Creator. When you pray, encourage your children to join you, even if it is only mimicking initially. Let them see you sitting in submission before Allah and pouring your heart out to Him in dua and supplication. Have an audible adhan in your home to demonstrate the importance of performing salah on time. Likewise, when you recite the Quran, choose a place where your children can hear you and benefit from the serenity and calm of the Quran. ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا
عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
This is today's special, and we're speaking about role model. In this part, we'll look at tips for choosing a good role model in life. At first, identify your characteristics before making someone your role model. It's very important to know about yourself. You need to know the things you want to change or want to keep in your life. Also need to know what you want to become in future and why do you want it. This will help you a lot to know who can be your role model and with whom your characteristic matches. For instance, if you want to become a basketball player, you will probably not choose an actor as your role model.
He sent the messengers as models of human perfection in order to be looked up to and followed. Man is predisposed by nature to copy and imitate. The degree to mimic others is commensurate to the degree of the superiority the other has. And so the young mimics the old, and the student mimics the teacher, and the poor mimics the rich, and the weak mimics the strong, and the apprentice copies and emulates the master. Imitation has such a powerful impact on our behavior and character. We feel a sense of affiliation to those we copy. The one who wears the clothes of the scholars associates with them. The one who wears the clothes of athletes feels connected to them. The influence that idols yield on us is so powerful. It can change what we say and what we do, and can even change who we are. It is an established fact that man's actions are more influential and effective on others than their speech. Thus, Allah Ta'ala made it clear for us who we should follow and copy. He started by commanding his messenger first to adhere to the example of his fellow prophets who had preceded him. He said, Jalla Jalaluhu, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهُ. Those are the ones whom Allah has guided, the previous messengers and prophets. So follow after their guidance. This formed a great part of the messenger's education and continued refinement of his already exemplary and perfect character. He reached the pinnacle of human perfection in manners, conduct, speech, action, worship, and service. Allah fashioned him into the archetypal human, the model of excellence and flawlessness.
It's very interesting topic to know more about. So inshallah we continue. So till then, tomorrow, Allah keep all of you safe and sound. Have a nice time and fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, cause I'm a believer.